try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
Welcome. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening lyrics. Oh, that goes back a ways. Starting off really, really bad here. Imagining YOLO Davis is a half an hour program where I interview people that are involved, usually in nonprofits, and that use volunteers. That make a community like Davis, or any community, a healthy community. And this week we have Pamela Cohen, a board member from an organization called the Purple Tree. Well, she used to be a board member. Her current title is founder and board member, but she's also the former executive. So we're going to welcome Pam and talk about exactly what a Purple Tree Cafe is. And if you live in the area, you're probably wondering, where can I find this cafe? And if you don't live in the area, I am sure wherever you are, you might have something similar. So it might be worthy to look it up. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
I'm very glad that you could make it. And we've got a lot to talk about. So let's just start. What is Purple Tree Cafe?
Purple Tree Cafe is a nonprofit that has two missions. One is to provide competitive wage, community-based employment to people with disabilities.
Right.
And the other is to bring people with and without disabilities together through music and art.
Okay. So is there a physical building?
We do not yet have a physical building. Right now we're a farmer's market stand at the Davis Farmer's Market on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Okay. You use the word yet. Is that
yet.
A goal?
It is a goal. It's a goal for us to have our own cafe where we can do our music and our cafe employment work and our baking all in the same place.
Okay.
That's very challenging.
Okay.
We do have some plans that I can't announce yet
that may
be happening soon with a partner.
Okay.
But for now, we keep ourselves busy with the farmers market and deliveries and catering and our music events.
Okay. How and when was Purple Tree established?
It was established back in about way back in 2012 or so, when my then husband Steve and I were living in Palo Alto, and we came up with the idea and we got the nonprofit status. But then we moved to Davis for other reasons.
Right.
And so we actually started operations in April of 2018.
Okay. Okay. The name, Purple Tree?
So the legal name of the nonprofit is Our House Cafe.
Okay.
And then when we moved to Davis, we found Our House Restaurant,
yes.
which no longer exists, but at that time meant that we couldn't have an Our House Cafe.
Right.
And we had to think of another name. And it's very difficult to name something twice. So one of my nieces, who was then about 9 years old, we were at my mother's house swinging under a red maple tree.
Right.
And she said, Auntie Pamela, what are you going to name your cafe now? And I said, I have no idea. And she said, you should name it Purple Tree Cafe.
Whoa. Okay.
And that stuck.
And this is just a side. I'm always curious. So when you pick a name, whether it's for a charity event or whether you're a musical group, do you go online and look up if there's someone else? Did you do that?
We did do a lot of Googling of Purple Tree Cafe. There is a Purple Leaf Cafe in the Atlanta airport, which, believe it or not, is keeping us from getting a trademark.
Really?
Yes. But other than that, there's nothing near here or anything like us.
Okay.
That.
How did you get involved?
Well, I started it with Steve.
Right.
And it comes from my work as a disability rights lawyer.
Okay.
Which is my background. And also my interest in singing. With Josh Jordan, I lead the Team Davis Singers.
Okay.
And so I've always been interested in both singing and people with disabilities and employment. So this was a real world manifestation of the legal work I was doing to bring people with disabilities into the community in various ways.
Wow. And it is quite something that you as an individual, along with your husband, had this vision. And then, of course, other people helped you create that vision, but it's quite something. I mean, you have to be very proud of all of this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am very excited about how it's been going and
right.
how it's gone, particularly recently.
So what are some of the benefits you offer to your do you call them clients?
Employees.
Employees, okay.
Right.
What are some of the services you offer?
So we're providing paid employment to people, and that involves employment training. So we're training people in what we call hard skills and soft skills. So hard skills are baking and
right.
serving and using a point of sale system.
Right.
And soft skills are things like showing up at work on time and getting to working well with your colleagues and your supervisors and that sort of thing.
Right.
And then socializing. And then the music part is a whole other thing involving performance and working together with people and having fun.
Right, right, right. Okay, so now we know how it helps the employees. How does it help the community?
If you come to our farmers market stand and you see the smile on the customers' faces when they come
nice.
And work with our, buy things from our employees, I think
right.
you can tell. People really enjoy seeing our employees working.
Right.
And our employees are very, very customer friendly. They love what they do. They are legitimately happy to see people
right.
when
right.
they're serving them.
And it's very difficult for your employees to, on their own, find work in whatever situation, whether it's in retail or service or a factory setting. It's almost impossible, isn't it?
It's very difficult, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. How many employees are involved?
We currently have 18 active employees, 17 of whom currently identify as having disabilities, including
right.
A couple supervisors and a manager. So there's only one employee right now who doesn't identify as having a disability. She's a supervisor.
Okay.
We have, my latest calculation is that we have provided over 6,000 hours of employment to people
wow.
with disabilities, only to people with disabilities, since we started in April 2018, and that includes quite a bit of slowdown during the pandemic.
Right.
So we're currently paying people for about 60 hours a week collectively.
Right.
About 1,400 hours so far in 2023.
Wow. When I'm out and about and I see someone with a disability, I also notice that the people around them without disabilities have trouble figuring out how to interact. Is that common?
I think it's becoming less common, fortunately, and that's one of our goals at Purple Tree is to make
awesome.
People more comfortable around people with disabilities.
Awesome.
But it does happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's you see it. How are these programs funded?
We're funded by grants and by donations. We
okay.
we do have some. We also are partly supported by revenue from the treats that we sell.
Right. Okay, and where are the treats made?
At Davis Community Church,
oh,
which
okay.
Has been very nice to us.
Okay.
We are a partner with them, and they let us use their commercial kitchen, and we keep our coffee cart in their garage, and
okay.
they've been very, very supportive.
What kind of treats are made?
We make all vegan treats.
Yeah.
Some of them are also gluten-free.
Okay.
We make cookies and scones and granola bars and date bars and the best granola you've ever had.
Wow. Okay. How wonderful. So when we talked earlier, you said that it started out almost as a volunteer-supported organization, and today maybe less volunteers and more paid staff. What happened in that transition?
So like probably all nonprofits, small nonprofits, we started with all volunteers. So it was Steve and me at the beginning.
Right.
And then when we got our nonprofit status, we got a board of directors, and they were all volunteer. And up until this very month, I was the executive director as a volunteer all the way through, and everyone else was a volunteer.
Okay.
Last month, we started paying Kelsey Fortune as our operations manager.
Okay.
So she was our first manager, paid manager.
Right.
And as of July, we have a paid executive director whose name is Jason Sullivan Halpern. And I have stepped down as executive director, and I'm now on the board. And that was because I wanted to pass it along to somebody else.
So as a director, what would the responsibilities be? I can just imagine all over the place, let's pick some of the major ones.
It's challenging because it's running both a nonprofit and a bakery.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So Kelsey's helping a lot with running the bakery part as the operations manager. But when I was doing it, I was directing the nonprofit, so making sure we had the insurance we needed and we had, you know, everything was set up as any nonprofit, getting grants, reporting on grants, fundraising.
Right.
Of course, I had help from our board with that, but I was in charge of it.
Right.
And then also making sure that the employees were hired and the employees knew what they were doing. And I was supervising in the kitchen. I was coming up with most of the recipes and I was setting up at the farmer's market at 7 o'clock in the morning. And and then doing the whole music part as well.
Yes, yes.
Not all of that was in my role as executive director, but I was doing all of that.
We're going to get to that in a second because the music part is interesting also to me. Okay, so you have the stand at the farmer's market. Do you do it on Wednesdays also?
During picnic in the park season, yes.
Okay, so right now you would
do it
on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have a purple iced tea that Kelsey developed that's just delicious.
Okay. And what kind of flavor would that
be? It's hibiscus and rose hips and orange peel and purple pea flower, which is what makes it blue.
Okay. And how long has that been going on there?
Butterfly pea flower, sorry.
Oh, okay. how long have you been doing that there?
Picnic
Years?
In the Park started in 2018, we started with Picnic in the Park.
Right.
Or the Wednesday Farmers Market. And then we moved over to the Saturday Farmers Market before the pandemic. Then we came back to the Saturday Farmers Market, and then we picked up with Picnic in the Park when it resumed in May.
Okay. Just thinking now, how did COVID, when everybody was in lockdown, affect not only the staff and the volunteers, but especially the employees?
It was really hard. Our tagline is where community means everyone, and this was a period where nobody was getting together in community.
Right, right.
I spent a lot of time just talking with our employees and making sure that everyone was doing okay. We did have
on the phone.
On the phone, through Zoom, however.
Yeah.
We had, and the music part was able to keep up, and I can tell you about that. But as far as the food part, Vegan Outreach, which is a group that's it's an international group, but they have a big campus presence. They were providing meals to farm workers as donations, and they were buying our cookies to provide in those meals. So at the beginning, we had a big catering order, which we had to be very careful about because we could only put a couple people in the kitchen at a time.
Oh, Lord, yes, of course.
So it was super challenging, but we did maintain some bakers all the way through.
Yeah.
We just kept chugging. And we started a bicycle delivery service in Davis.
So, Davis.
Yes.
You know, I just learned that Paul McCartney, when he travels for his shows, he brings his own cooks and kitchens, and like most all of these artists do. And he will only serve vegan food. Okay, and that's it. So if ever he comes through here again, you should hook up with him because
give him my number.
I think they said he serves, when he's on tour, 200 to 300 people a day.
Wow.
Yeah, to manage everything. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Yeah, several cooks, a dessert cook, all of this, but everything is vegan. So, yeah.
You can count us in for the cookies.
I don't know him personally. I don't even know how to get in touch with him. But if he ever comes, it's something for you. Let's just take a moment here to, because we're halfway through now. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. You're listening to a show called Imagining Yolo Davis. And today we're talking with Pamela Cohen, a board member of the Purple Tree Cafe. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur, and we're going to have another 12 or 13 minutes talking with our guest because it's not only interesting, it's so important that we have organizations like this that can help people or people that have disabilities have a fulfilling life. And Pam, thank you for doing that. Yeah.
Thank you, Pete.
Yeah. Alrighty, let's continue. We talked about the singers. You've got the Team Davis Singers, the Davis Hootenannies, and the Purple Tree Cafe, all connected. What's the thread here?
All right. Well, the Team Davis Singers is a singing group that I lead with Josh Jordan, which is part of Team Davis, which is our Special Olympics group.
Okay.
Which you, if you haven't had them on this program, you probably should.
Okay.
And they are mostly sports-oriented, being Special Olympics, but they also have a nutrition program and an art program, and we are the music program.
Okay.
It's people with all different types of disabilities in the group. And wearing that hat and wearing my Purple Tree hat, we put together the Davis Hootenanny, which is a series that's funded by the City of Davis Arts and Cultural Affairs Fund. And we have more or less every other month events during the Second Friday Art About.
Okay.
And lately they've been at the Hunt Boyer Mansion Plaza next to where Mishka's is.
Right.
And this Team Davis
on the porch there?
On the porch there, yeah. And the plaza, which is now under construction. I don't know what's going to happen. But we have the Team Davis Singers singing a couple songs to start out. And then we have an hour open mic set. Where people with and without disabilities come and sing songs, and Josh plays the guitar if they want.
And what this is on during Friday?
During the Friday Art About.
Art About.
So 6:30 to 8:30. So from 6:30.
When's the next one?
The next one is September 8th.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah, we took the summer off after having to reschedule them many times for heat and smoke.
Yes, yes.
We decided that July and August would be good months to skip.
Today is an example.
Exactly.
So well into the triple digits.
We had one band that we had to reschedule twice last year. So
it's July 21, 2023. In case you're listening after the show, so what are we supposed to hit? 108 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, and then the Team Davis Singers. So.
So the Team Davis Singers is the singing group that's affiliated with the Special Olympics group.
Okay.
And we meet on Saturday afternoons, and we sing all sorts of stuff. But part of what they do is perform at the Hootenannies.
Okay.
And then the second hour of the Hootenanny is a local group that is funded by this or the grant we get from the city.
Okay. I'm a parent of someone that could possibly be in your organization. Tell us about the benefits to the families for what you're doing.
Well, I think the benefits to the families are the same as the benefits to the individuals, because all of us as parents want our children to be fulfilled and have meaningful lives.
Right.
So what's good for your son is good for you.
Right.
I actually got a text from one of our employees to this question. Can I read a couple sentences from it? Just this morning. He says, I know what it's like to feel misunderstood and to be shy for certain. Purple Tree is supportive of everyone. Employees learn to work together. It's not about the work so much, but the feelings of acceptance, compassion, and support, etc. It's comforting to be around people who understand and care about you, even at your worst.
Well said. Very well said. Well, we sort of hinted on it, but I was going to get into the major challenges for the employees? And I realize that you have employees with different needs, 180 degrees. But maybe you can just kind of summarize it. So what would some of these challenges be?
Everyone does have different challenges. And I encourage people to go to our website and look at a video that one of our customers made for us. Is right. We just have a new website and it's right front and center now. And it features three of our employees and talks about their challenges. But okay. A lot of it has to do with confidence. Because a lot of people with significant disabilities have grown up not certain about what they can handle.
Right.
And so they need to learn that they're usually able to do a lot more than they think they can.
Right, right.
So they need to get reassurance, and then they need to build various different skills, just like all of us are different, depending on what job we go into.
Well, that was just the way you were talking about it. We're all in the same boat. We can probably do more than we think we can.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And by more, I mean be more, not just doing more, but doing better.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, okay. You've been at this now for quite a while. You shared one little story. Do you have a couple of others to share?
Yeah. So I can share the story of Adair, who's one of the three employees that's featured in that video I was talking about.
Okay.
She talks in the video about how she has cerebral palsy, and she feels like people don't quite understand what her disability is very mm-hmm. well, and so nobody's quite sure what she can do and what she can't do. And Purple Tree, she's a former employee. When she was working at Purple Tree, she learned a lot about confidence and about how to do all kinds of things that you need to do to work. And now she's working as a teacher at the DPNS preschool.
Okay.
And she's no longer at Purple Tree. And that is something that we really value, is being able to get people into more kind of mainstream forms
right.
of employment as well.
Right, yeah. Anything else?
I think that all of our employees are special, and
right.
it's hard to come up with particular examples, but they all are getting what they can out of the experience.
You mentioned your website. What is that?
PurpleTreeCafe.org.
That's easy. Are you on Instagram?
We are on Instagram and Facebook.
Same thing, Purple
yep,
Tree.
Yeah, Purple Tree Cafe.
Cafe and Facebook.
Facebook. At Instagram.
Okay. What kind of things can people look up on your Purple Tree Cafe?
Everything. It's a brand new website. Thank you, Kelsey.
Okay.
It got a bunch of the music that we did through. I didn't talk about the Hootenanny program. Also, we made we wrote some of our own songs. We have videos
right.
during the pandemic. We made music videos. That's all on the website. Our menu. We don't have a shop on the website yet, but we will soon.
Okay. We're going to play a song in a little bit. It's called Grateful, and I'll ask you to talk about it before we play it in a little bit. But it's I've listened to it, and the video is awesome. And I will put a link to it in the show description after we're done. So that'll be good to look at. We talked about you can't talk about some of the future things. Can you imagine what Purple Tree Cafe will be like in 5 or 10 years?
Yes.
What are some of the things you're visioning?
I would really, we would all really, really love to have our own cafe, to have an actual building where we can make food, serve food, and also have our music events in the same place. Truly integrated with employees who do have disabilities and don't have disabilities.
Right.
And customers the same. That's my image, my imagining, my vision.
If I'm not mistaken, I think when I was in Portland, they had a similar, I think it was Portland, but they had a similar, they had a coffee shop, with a regular coffee shop, but then part of the coffee shop was like a Purple Tree Cafe, except they wouldn't sell coffee. They would just do the bakery stuff.
Oh, I don't know about this one.
I'm going to have to see where I found this. But they sort of synced in with an establishment already.
Interesting.
Yeah. But again, they sold the coffee. You sell the goodies. Yeah.
Well, we sell coffee, too. We do, we
right,
do it all.
Right, right, yeah. right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we talked about the website. Now it's your turn to talk about our fade-out song, which is a song called Grateful.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Grateful is a song by Dave Nachmanoff, Davis's own wonderful singer-songwriter.
Right.
And he has been helping the Team Davis Singers write our own songs. And also during the pandemic, he was very grateful to him that he let us make music videos of a couple of his own songs. So this is his song. This was the first music video we made during the pandemic as a way to keep our singers busy and engaged when it's impossible to sing in unison on Zoom.
Right. And Dave. And you.
Yeah.
We're all trying to figure out
was wonderful. And, and it was supported by the Davis Arts and Cultural Affairs Fund.
Okay. I think we're running out of time. Why don't you mention the website one more time?
PurpleTreeCafe.org. Can I say one other little
thing? Sure.
We're looking for two new board members.
Okay.
We were looking for a board member who does fundraising and a board member who has experience with a restaurant or a cafe.
Okay.
So,
already.
Contact me.
A restaurant or cafe. Okay. Pamela Cohen, a board member of Purple Tree Cafe, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to go out with the Team Davis Singers singing Grateful, which Dave helped.
Nachmanoff. Right? Dave Nachmanoff wrote this one.
Oh,
this
wrote
is his
it.
Song.
Okay. All righty. Let's take a listen to it.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
I'm grateful for the sun that warms this valley, for the flowing of the water and the wind. I'm grateful for the cool of summer evenings, and for every time the morning comes again. But sometimes I forget, so for now I'd like to say I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for my family that surrounds me, and the joy of all the time we have to spend. I'm grateful for my teachers and their wisdom, and my ever-growing company of friends. But sometimes I forget, so for now I'd like to say I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for this day. And I know there will be struggles yet to come, but still I have to smile. And I know our time is short, but I'm glad to be part of the dance for a while. I'm grateful for this gift of sharing music, for the fragrance and the sweetness of the wine. I'm grateful for love.